how awesome you are, how my soul is lost to worship you. Oh Lord my God, how awesome you are, how my soul is lost to worship you. And true are your deeds, O King of my heart. Who cannot fear you and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy, all nations sing your praise. I will rejoice because you are living in me. I will celebrate your righteousness and majesty. It is so amazing that a God so holy would give everything. said your name. When the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. The road marked with suffering, the lips painted the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out of, turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glory. Sing it again. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name.
You're Every single one of you. You guys are some radical Jesus freaks, and I am blessed to be a man of God who sits in this congregation and worships with every single one of you. You are some very beautiful people of God here in this place. And we're going to take of our tithes and offerings tonight, and we as a people believe that God has called us to, even now in the New Testament, to tithe. Tithing is a consistent giving of our first fruits of our increase to God Most High. It's a symbol of saying, God, you are my king and I'm your servant. In the Old Testament, the king received 10%. As Christina said, the king received 10% of what the servant made. And what I want to concentrate on tonight is a parable of the rich fool. It says that basically this man, he produced a good crop. He was an amazing man. He produced a great crop. And he said to himself, what shall I do? I have no place to store my crops. So what I'll do is I'll tear down my barns and I'll make bigger ones so that I can store all my grain in there and have a great life and sip virgin margaritas on the beach and just enjoy my life, you know? Who cares about the poor and the sick? And that night when that man is sleeping in his wonderful, peaceful house, the Holy Spirit comes upon him and says, you fool, even now your life is going to be taken from you. And what I want to bring to you, you people, you awesome people of God, is that your redeeming God loves you. And he sees the desires in your hearts, and he sees your character traits, and he desires that you would use them. That you would not go to bed wasting your potential. That you would not go to bed trading your life for things that are going to amount to nothing. Saving a soul is an incredible crop for God. All of creation rejoices when a soul is saved. Using your time to play Xbox, to gossip, to do things that are just not going to bring gain to the kingdom, what gain does that bring? God would desire that you would enter into his will, that you would enter into being obedient with him and bring what the servant brought to the king, 10% of your first fruits. God will rebuke the devourer on your behalf. Every single one of you who tithe and give, he will rebuke the devourer. There's sickness in your life. There's confusion. You don't know how something's going to work out. He will turn to that devourer as he sees you giving, and he'll say, get out of that person's life. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. You will be blessed in everywhere, every place you go. Test him in this and see that he will not open up the windows of heaven and bless you. Amen. I love you. As Ashley Millar said last week, let's give with a cheerful heart. We're believing in our delivering God and the Savior King that he'll take care of us. Amen. Will you join with me in prayer? God, we turn to you now. God, we turn to you now. Holy Spirit, we turn to you. You are precious and holy, and we're asking that you would bless us now. Father, that you would speak to us about what we are not giving to you. God, for those who are not tithing, who just don't believe yet, we're asking that you would come to them and speak to them and open up your word to them, that you would grow their faith. Lord Jesus, that you would show those who are tithing their increase, that you would show them the things in their lives that they can begin to tithe, that we as a people would offer up our lives to you as a pure and holy sacrifice to the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We love you, God. God, I'm praying a blessing over every giving heart tonight. God, that you'd prosper every single one of them with relationships and raises, and success would come upon their hands and everything they set their hearts to. We thank you, God. We love you, Lord. Amen. Let's give with a cheerful heart.
was in, when I was like a freshman in high school, I went to a summer camp, and my little brother was, he was 8 or 9, and he was pretty big for his age, but he was real sweet and real gentle. And he had a friend that was a little bit socially awkward. He was really, really big for his age, and he was really clumsy, and he was just the sweetest, sweetest kid. And make a long story short, there was a kid at the camp that was their age in their cabin that kept picking on this kid and pushing him around and hurting him. And one day my sweet little brother just grabbed this kid and just beat him senseless and put him on the bed and then just left with his friend because he didn't really know what to do. He was a pretty gentle kid and he had to push him pretty hard to get him to do that. And his friend was defenseless. He wasn't coordinated. He wasn't able. And this week I was studying the word intercession in the Hebrew. And the word literally means to strike, or to strike out, or to crush, or to smash. And, you know, there's people in this world that are dead, and they're in a coffin, and they have no ability to strike the enemy for themselves. They have no ability to strike out of their pain and out of their suffering and out of their misery and out of their death. But yet the Lord calls us, those who are alive, to let his fire come upon us so that we can strike. I don't know there's anything more appropriate than when we're gathered in one accord to strike at the enemy. Amen? I think that the helpless and the defenseless and those who are given to the God of this world should have somebody who's willing to strike for them. And I don't know that there's anybody that should do that other than us. Amen? If you would, we're going to sing Fire Fall Down. And Wade, can you hear me back there? Do you have some warfare in you, in those drums? How about you, Matt? You got a little something for me? I think we just need to strike in Jesus' name. If you guys would stand with me, we're going to begin to intercede. And we're going to begin to strike for those who can't strike for themselves. Amen? We believe that our God is the God who strikes. It's one of his names from the Old Testament. And so we want our God to strike this city and the God of this city on behalf of his kingdom. And we want to yoke with our Father tonight with one voice and one accord to strike in Jesus' name. Can we do that? Can we believe God to strike and to give us an intensity that will actually break the back of the wicked one in our city? Let's begin to do it. Mighty God, you are Jehovah Mekadeshim, the God who strikes. And God, we are a people of intercession, which means we are a people who strike for the defenseless. Spirit of God, tonight, your fire fall down on us and anoint us to strike in our city in Jesus' name. God, we're calling on your name tonight for our friends who are dying and who are living a life of sin. And God, right now we strike on their behalf in Jesus' name. God, we make intercession before your throne for their souls. God, I'm asking tonight that you would anoint us, Lord God, to break the back of the enemy on their behalf. God, we're calling them from the east and the west, from the north and the south of this city in Jesus' name. God, we are a young people here tonight, but God, you are calling the young and the old through our ministry in Jesus' name. So God, right now we call to this city and we say we strike on your behalf. Tonight in Jesus' name, Lord God, we make intercession for the broken and for the hurting, God. God, we make intercession for the bitter widow that sits alone. And God, we ask that you strike the enemy and you break his foothold of bitterness in her life in Jesus' name. Mighty God, we're asking tonight that you would break the foothold of the enemy on the abused children in this city in Jesus' name. And God, we're asking for hope to rise. Hope to rise in their soul in Jesus' name. God, right now, we're calling on your name for our relatives, Father God, for our siblings in Jesus' name. And God, we're striking on their behalf. God, do warfare in the heavenlies over our city and through us in Jesus' name. Mighty God, we worship you, God. God, we come to you right now. We declare your power and your authority and your kingdom come in this earth and in this city in Jesus' name. God, we're not okay with what we have now. God, we're believing you for 1,000 souls in Jesus' name. From Service and South and Diamond and West and East and Bartlett, Father God. Lord God, we're declaring your word over our schools in Jesus' name. Mighty God, call your people to repentance, Father. For ABT, Lord God, and for Muldoon Assembly, Lord God, and for Change Point in Jesus' name, Lord God, for FCC and for Rabbit Creek, God, we're asking that you would strike on the behalf of our brothers and sisters that labor for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ in this city, Lord God. God, we're praying for Heritage and for Grace and for all the teachers, Lord God, and we strike on the behalf of them and their families in Jesus' name. Father God, we're praying tonight that you would unite us in Jesus' name. God, you are the God who strikes on our behalf. We worship you, God. Oh, we worship you, Father, tonight. Yes, God. God, speak to us tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Fire.
Lord, I seek you. Lord, I seek you with my heart. Heart on fire. Lord, I seek you. Lord, I seek you. You are all. My desire. Yeah. Thank you.
was just stirring my heart with something, and that is that if you're here tonight and you're wearing a mask, you have a safe place if you're a Christian. And that is that you can run to the arms of the Lord and you can allow Him to start to create His life in you and His character, and to cause you to blossom and to bloom to where the real you comes out and you grow. But I believe that there's somebody or some people here tonight and you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And the Lord's saying to you tonight that when you take off your mask, you are afraid, because what you see, you know, is death. And there's fear and there's anxiety, and you can't take off the mask because you have no safe place to go. And the Lord's saying tonight, if you would repent of your sin and turn to Him, He will cause His life to come into you. If you would turn from your ways and from your masks, He will cause that person that He wants you to be to come out. He will cleanse you. He will wash you from your sin, from your guilt, from your past. If you will tell Him, Lord, I am a sinner. I have lied. I have stolen. I've cheated. I've lusted. If you will repent and you will give your life to Him, He will give His life to you. Is there anybody tonight, right now, you'd be bold and you'd raise your hand and you say, I need Jesus in my life. I want you to raise your hand right now. This young lady right here. Is there anybody else? The young lady right here. Is there anybody else tonight? You need the Lord Jesus to come into your heart. You're scared of the place without the mask. Anybody else? Have some leaders. Young lady, if you want to come down here with me. Christina. James, you want to minister to this young lady? Awesome. We love you tonight. If you need somebody tonight to strike with you about what Christina's been talking about, you've been fighting this fight, you know that you're having a rough time with letting the real you come out and letting Jesus minister to you. We're just going to be here. We're going to be worshiping. You're free to go now. You're free to stay. I want you to be bold. If you're fighting that fight, there's somebody here to strike with you. So you just come right up front here, and our leaders are just going to minister to you and love on you and walk you through. We're in this together. Amen. We love you tonight. Have a great night. We're going to worship.
have your way in me.
Spread out the sky.